Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's show by Dr. Louisa. Today is Tuesday, November the 28th at 1 p.m. We're on the air for 15 minutes. So please, I hope you have something handy to jot down information we're going to share with you today. And I was just thinking, some of the information we're going to share with you today may be a little bit to digest when you want to go back and refer to the meaning of the words I'm going to say, but they're very important. Once again, we thank you for joining us on today, and welcome the new follower that I noticed on last week. We're going to ask you to please click the icon that's on the page that you're on so that you may follow this show and be able to know when the next show is going to come up. Also, I want you to know that I've spoken with someone, and I will be doing podcasts pretty soon and also TikTok. So that's where this show will be going. I'll still do the 1 o'clock on radio, blogtalkradio.com, but sometimes they don't work quite well. So we'll be going to TikTok and podcast. That will be within the next 2 weeks. Once again, welcome. So we're going to share some information with you today. And I know, I think I said today we'll talk about being positive. The new you is ready to come out and get ready for a positive you, a new makeover after being in an abusive, emotionally, verbally, financially, a physical relationship. But we want to go back and just share a few words with you on today. So I hope you have something to jot down some of the words we're going to share, because I think it's very important to get a mindset on some of the concepts that are going on. And also, we're going to give you the National Domestic Violence Hotline information that you may contact them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. And yes, you may pass this information on to family members and friends and someone or two that you may think would be interested in learning about domestic violence with the information we're going to share with you today, and also the phone numbers and how you may contact them. The chat line is 88788. You will text the word START to 88788. And then you may talk live online to the hotline.org. So let me see where we're going to start today. Sometimes we say, I made the wrong mistake. Mistakes have many purposes. An opportunity to realize we had had choices. The opportunity exists to learn from the mistake. The opportunity to share what you have learned that may help someone else avoid the same mistake. Maybe the purpose of making your mistake, maybe it was not a mistake, but a part of life's plan for you to experience and grow. Sure, it is true. Some of the things that we go to are destined to go down that bad path, excuse me, for lack of care, love, and opportunity. You are listening to this broadcast. You are not that on a downward spiral, but more or less on an upward spiral because you're listening to this broadcast. I want you to know that we all have made mistakes in our lives. Wish there were things we never did. Well, we did them. No need to beat up on self. It is time to move on and love self. No matter what you have experienced, it is time to forgive yourself, not to be vindictive, to move on in life. Begin this day to become the better person. We have discussed for a long time building self esteem, and self-concept. And today, we're going to throw out some words to you that's going to really help you. We want you to know that lighting is a technique that an abuser uses to control the moment in the relationship. I'm going to repeat that. For gaslighters, the technique is, this technique is a way to control the moment in the relationship. Reason being, anxiety, and to feel in charge again. It's a way for someone to deflect responsibility and to tear down someone else. We mentioned that because we want to talk about power and control. Now, here is power dynamics, and we've said this many times before. It is when a person is so important to the other person that they do not want to take the chance of upsetting or losing the person. It could be a boss. It could be a friend. It could be a sibling, a parent, or even a spouse, or a boyfriend, or a girlfriend, or a partner. Once again, power dynamic is when a person is so important to the other person that they don't want to take the chance of upsetting or losing the person. Now think about it. Think about the relationship you have been in, whatever encounter who it may have been with, or who it's going on with, how you didn't want to hurt that person's feelings. You didn't want to get that person upset. Why? Because you did not want to lose that person. You are being the victim. The other person is the abuser because you don't want to make the abuser feel bad. So you go along with whatever is being said. Gaslighting, power dynamic. You cannot control anyone's opinion, even if you are right. You may never get your friend, your boss, your parent, your partner, your sibling to agree that you are not too sensitive or that you are not controlling or that you are not too anything. You need to try and let go of trying, as maddening as this can be. The only opinion you can control is your own. Now is the time for self-care. Have compassion for yourself. You're going to have to learn how to use some of the tools we've been talking about all this time so that you do not feel that by opening your mouth, you're going to make the other person upset and lose them. Look at what that is doing to you, your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself, what worth you have for yourself, and the respect that you have for yourself. That's the important information we wanted to bring out right away today. Talking about gaslighting and the power dynamic within a relationship of power and control. So here we are, talking about self-esteem, which is the confidence in one's own worth or abilities. So I hope you are able to jot down some of that information because we are getting ready to move on. Today, we want to talk about the stages of recovery after trauma, no matter what kind of trauma it is. We want to talk about the stages of recovery after trauma. You only have 5 minutes. Everyone's journey to healing is different, and it should not be rushed. You have to take your time, go over this information, digest it, look at yourself, look at the situations you have found yourself in, look at the encounters you have made with this person that's abusing you. Look at the dynamics that have taken place. It is time for you to rise up and take control of your own life. For hope, for those who have lived through the trauma of an abusive or violent partner, they may expect an instant sense of relief once they have escaped. You know, once the relationship has ended, once you've left the person, once you've said, I've had enough, you may expect a calming peace after they shut the door, after you have shut the door on that chapter of your life. Individual can experience is sometimes completely different. Instead of feeling tranquility, relaxed, and at ease, some people feel anxious. Instead of joy, they may feel guilt, or they may feel nothing at all. We're talking about the people that have lived through the experience and have probably moved on. But those of us that are still in the mold of this experience have to be able to learn how to speak up for yourself within the relationship. We're going to give out that National Domestic Violence information again. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by phone, by chatting line, and by sending a text. Your first conversation with them is anonymous. And if you want to continue to talk with them, they will read you their Privacy Act because they have to respect your wishes and your will. But they're there to listen to you to whatever you have to say. That number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. We have 90 seconds left. Text the word START, 88788. 88788, text the word START. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. We're going to have to stop here, and we're going to pick up where we've left off on today. Now, while we continue this series, we may have to repeat some of the information that we've already said in this introduction so that you may begin to digest it. We have 40 seconds left, so please, the icon, so that you may be reminded of the next show that's coming on. I trust that you've had a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and we're preparing you now for the Christmas holidays and the New Year. May God continue to bless you.